But then I enjoyed the communication aspect of it so much that then when time came for me to look for attachment, I went to KTN. I think by then I was in my second year to seek for attachment. I didn't know anyone there. All I knew is I wanted to be within in the media industry. So I went, applied, went for an interview. And I think one of the experiences that started shaping my worldview was that interview. I was interviewed by then that was Farida Karoni. She was the director. And one of the questions she asked me is, did you watch news yesterday? I said, no. Did you watch news today? I said, no. Did you watch news last week? I said, no. And she said, so what have you come to do here? This is about news and telling stories and all that. And I said, you know, there's a challenge because when you go to the TV room, either people are watching something and you can't dictate and say you want. And she said, no, 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 that is an excuse. So that really taught me about getting to know what is happening locally, globally, like having that information at my fingertips. Like that was really, really important. I'm so glad she gave me a chance.
She still did.
Yeah, she did. She did. I think I performed well. Yeah, so of course she did. And I really enjoyed my time as an intern at KTN, getting to cover stories, getting to support major senior reporters to do documentaries. Really, really amazing. Telling stories. That was
That's really nice. That's really nice. And I mean, and it also contributes to your grades, right?
Being a student leader?
No, to your grades.
Attachment? Yeah. No.
It's just your attachment is...
That was a personal initiative.
Oh, it was a personal...
Yeah.
So your attachment, the way you earn is your attachment doesn't get graded and contribute. It's just for your experience.
Unless that has changed now, but by then... Okay. It wasn't. That was just personal initiative. I had so much free time in my hands and I wanted to get work experience.
All right. Okay. Other things that are you socially or academically or extracurricularly, any other thing that's happening in your nice, busy, politically charged life?
So I also remember looking for some jobs here and there and I remember getting... an opportunity to be a salesperson for Hako Industries to sell pens and stationery to companies.
Look at that.
And we used to be about 20 or so salespersons. And at the beginning of the day, we'd meet at Jivanji and get a whole pack of stationery that we were supposed to sell. And for me, like by 2 p.m., I'd be through and I'd be borrowing my friends, you know, give me yours.
Oh, man.
You know. Because at the end of the day, I knew, you know what, this is how I earn my bread. This is how I feed myself. This is how I support my siblings. So I need to sell more, sell faster, then make more money. So some of my friends would wonder, hey, Karen, you're a really good salesperson. But no, I knew I needed to work hard and make money. So that means I needed to sell more. So that was one of the things that was keeping me busy. The other was conducting research. I then sort of... started engaging with civil society movement, doing researches here and there about young people, doing surveys. And that was interesting because then I used to get paid from that. The other was speaking on behalf of students, on behalf of young people here, there. And that was interesting. I would get paid again to do that. The other, I also then started getting involved quite actively within the youth movement. Like I started taking part in formulation of the National Youth Policy, the first ever. I took part actively in that process. And in the process, I got elected as the Western Province representative for young people to make sure that the policy was disseminated in the region and at the national level. So I think that was a push for me to now even get into the work I'm doing now. And in the process of engaging with the Ministry of Youth Affairs then, I got my first appointment to join a board just before I cleared campus. the board of NACADA to represent young people. And that was an interesting opportunity. Still a student, struggling, trying to make ends meet, but also still discovering myself to find out, so who am I, you know, and all that. But
getting an opportunity to join a board.
Yes.
That must have been so huge, because this is a national
board. Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah?
I remember the then Professor George Saitoti was the minister in charge of internal security, had done the appointment, because NACADA is under that ministry.
Yeah.
And he convened the first meeting. I went there and I look around the room and I was seeing the who is who in Kenya. People who are established have done amazing stuff. And I wondered, wow.
What am I doing?
How will I fit in here? Like, I was so concerned about fitting in and wondering, really. I know I'm confident out there, but here, no. And when we're going around doing introductions, I even was shaking when I was introducing myself. But I remember one of the board members, she's a lovely lady called Dr. Manguyu, a pediatrician. She called me aside and told me, you know what, Karen? You might be young on this board, but you're the most qualified person to speak on youth issues. So I need you to look within you and find your voice, find your courage and speak up. You are qualified. I am here to support you. And she used to mentor me. She used to make time, drive with me wherever she's going, and I'd listen to her, ask questions, she would guide me to the point where I now found my voice, found my place, and started advocating for young people around issues of drug abuse and addiction and rehabilitation. And so when the time came for me to be appointed on other boards, and I knew what happens in boardrooms. I knew my place. I knew how to prepare for board meetings, read board papers, have conversations, do your research. So mentorship.
That was very key.
Yes.
Yeah. So was she like your first huge mentor in that? I mean, in that kind of...
In that space? In that space. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know whether she knew she was mentoring me, but she really
was just imparting wisdom and passing it on.
Yes.
As it were, in her time, and deliberately so for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, so as a student, I was still, trying to make ends meet, trying to finish school, looking for a job and all that. And the interesting thing is, we would go for board meetings and, you know, like senior government officials would be some of the board members. And so when the meetings are over, the drivers come, some security people come, and, you know, guys are just driven away. And I'd be there. And Dr. Mungu said, Karen, you will drive with me. You know, because then... So she really covered me. And I know you keep saying, we will get back to that. We will get to that story. But she really covered me that now, that is the role I'm playing for younger people, men and women, guiding them, supporting them, telling them, you know, where you are is not your final destination.
Right.
It's just a stepping stone. So pick yourself, put yourself together, and
this is beautiful.
Keep going.
It's come full circle for you.
And oh, yes.
Now she paid it forward. Now you are paying it forward as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's as it should be again. Very, very important. It was done for you. Now you do it for others.